USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. More than 300 lawsuits totaling a staggering $3 billion have been filed over the Astroworld disaster on November 5th that ultimately claimed the lives of 10 people. Legal experts have doubts about whether Travis Scott himself will be held financially liable for the fatalities. Alexandra Connell with Yahoo Finance.
This all comes down to what Travis said and did that night in Astroworld. And right now, there really aren't any damning allegations.
As the federal government mandates experimental COVID-19 vaccines for nearly all employees, a record 4.4 million American workers walked away from their jobs in September. According to data published on November 12th from the United States Job Openings and Labor Turnover Report, an unprecedented number of Americans in most sectors abandoned their jobs. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Japan is considering releasing oil from its reserves for the first time to curb surging oil prices as Prime Minister Fumio Kishida signaled his readiness to counter oil price hikes following a request from the United States. However, Japan may struggle to justify such a move, as under its own laws, the country can release reserves only at a time of supply constraints or natural disasters, but not to lower prices. The White House on Friday released a copy of results from President Biden's first physical exam and highlights observations including his stiffened walking pattern.
They're going to release all the detail. I feel great. Nothing's changed. We're in great shape.
Biden, who turns 79 Saturday, was evaluated for his first physical since taking office by White House physician Kevin O'Connor. Biden remains a healthy, vigorous 78-year-old male who is fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The question of where Jimmy Hoffa is may be answered.
For decades, many have speculated on what became of the remains of union boss Jimmy Hoffa. His ties to organized crime had many saying that he was probably put in concrete and buried and built into part of what's now Giants Stadium in the Meadowlands of northern New Jersey. But now they say Hoffa's remains may be in a Jersey City landfill. At least FBI agent Devin Kowalski says they are following up on such a tip.
Last month, the FBI obtained a search warrant to conduct a site survey underneath the Pulaski Skyway in New Jersey.
That's a highway in northern New Jersey. The New York Post is reporting that the FBI was acting on a deathbed tip from a man who said he knew that Hoffa's remains are buried in that vicinity. It's just the latest in a decades-long search for answers after the disappearance of the notorious former union boss in 1975. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Joe Biden has expressed support for the jury's decision in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse and called on those upset to avoid violence and destruction. However, Biden said the verdict left him angry and concerned. A jury in Kenosha on Friday acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse of murder and reckless endangerment, charges that stemmed from his fatal shooting of Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and his wounding of Gage Grosskreutz during Black Lives Matter protests that turned violent in the Wisconsin city last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.